Now, this week, Sydney hosts our very own International Rugby Sevens Tournament as part of the Sevens World Series. It's a shortened version of the traditional sport of rugby. This is the first time the Australian women's team, who are Olympic champions, will host the tournament, and that's on home soil as well. To guide us through the upcoming tournament, Managing Editor at The Raw, Patrick Effany, joins us. Patrick, good morning, mates.
Good morning, Adrian.
Thanks for joining us on The Daily. Now, Sevens, it's somewhat different to traditional rugby. Can you run us through it, explain it to us?
Yeah, so if you consider that 15s rugby, or whatever you want to call traditional rugby, is a kind of thrilling, full of thrilling sequences of play, then kind of double it, or maybe even quadruple it, because the players have just that much more space. And if you consider that there's less than half the players, of course, on the field, but they're still playing on the same size field, mate. So, you know, there's just a lot more space, and it's more about those skills in rugby that perhaps we don't see in the traditional forward bound game. Mm-hmm. So a lot more running, a lot more high passing kind of spills, thrills, and in this case it will be kind of Sunday dills and thrills, but it'll be good, mate. It'll be really good. And if you've never seen sevens before, it's a very approachable form of the game, not unlike kind of T20 cricket.
Right. And is the game still 80 minutes long, or?
Oh, no. Forget about that. Seven-minute halves, mate. Everything's about sevens. Oh. 7-minute halves throughout the whole tournament. So it's the action comes thick and fast. You'll see multiple games on the day.
Yep.
Teams play up to 3 games in a day. And as you can imagine, by the end of, my maths ain't so good, 42 minutes of football, with that kind of octane energy that they're expending, the players are quite pooped by the end. So there's plenty of tries.
I bet. Now, the crowds act a little bit differently than your traditional sort of crowd at a rugby game, I'm told. How is it different?
Sure. Look, if you want to consider the, a Greek kind of parliament of sorts to be the normal 15s affair, then perhaps your Dionysian, Bacchalian, for all you students of ancient history, one of those kind of festivals where people imbibe lots of wine and lays on various couches. That's kind of what you're looking at with rugby sevens.
Wow.
The crowd will be well hydrated.
There
will be much jubilation and laughter, and people will be dressed as Austin Powers and Dr. Evil and every single crazy thing you could possibly consider.
Wow.
I would imagine there will be a 7-foot tall giraffe somewhere in the crowd. So just, you know, text me if you spot him.
Yeah. Well, you might know about him, or
now, it might be me.
you say it's a shortened version of the game. These sorts of things seem to be sort of taking over at the moment. We've got T20 in the cricket, where it's just 20 overs an innings. We've got the Rugby League Nines on this weekend as well, Rugby Sevens. Is this something, Netball's also doing something as well, I believe, a shortened version of their game? Is this something,
absolutely.
Why are sports doing this, do you think?
I think it's approachability, Adrian, from a marketing perspective. It's good to get something that people can understand. I suppose when you take soccer, for example, you sit someone in front of a soccer game for 90 minutes and there's only one or two goals scored and you kind of like, well, that wasn't very exciting.
Yeah.
But in this kind of format, it's the tries never stop coming, and the players, there's really no stoppages compared to the traditional form of rugby. So I guess it's kind of a gateway sport, Adrian, I like to think of them, to get younger fans or less engaged, kind of hardcore fans involved in the sport, and possibly convert them into fans of, hardcore fans of the sport.
Right.
So expose them to this, see whether they like it, and then maybe they'll start going and watch a Waratahs game or watch a Wallabies game or something like that.
Yeah, right. Now, this is the first time, am I right in saying, the first time the women's have ever had a competition associated with the Rugby Sevens, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, mate, at least in Sydney. And it's well worth going to see what the Australian women in particular can do, because they're Olympic champions for a reason. They are exceptionally good footballers, and I came up against them, at an event not too long ago. And they are strong and tough and big, and I would not mess with them because they are everything a rugby player is. You know, they are serious football players, these people, and it's well worth seeing what they can do because they've got gas. You know, they've got pace and skills. So I would encourage all fans, all 600 of you on Kippax Oval, to go down and see them.
Yeah. Now the girls are also playing some of their matches on a training field. Is that right? What's the story?
Yeah,
there?
That's right. Yeah. So due to space constraints, obviously, the Sydney Football Stadium is only one field.
Yep.
they've had to move a couple of the games. So basically everything for the semi-finals, I believe, and a couple of the quarterfinals will be played on the main field. But every pool game and everything leading up to that will be played on a training field at the back. So
right. That's
a little bit of a shame, possibly. But, you know, I think the AAU were fairly apologetic and hoped that it wouldn't have to happen again.
Yeah, right. Now, do you think that with the Olympic success that our women's team, the Pearls, I'm told they're called, the Pearls have had, do you think they're going to be as big a draw card for them as the men's sort of tournament would be?
Well, they should be. They should be bigger for Australian fans anyway, because I doubt the Australian men's team are in a bit of a pickle at the moment.
Right.
Adrian, they've got a few injuries. A couple of their players, Palmer Foe, Cameron Clark, a few of their, you know, excellent players from the Olympics and last year where they performed pretty well. They've signed with Super Rugby teams or they're injured. Sam Myers is injured. He's an excellent player for the Aussie men's team. So they're not going to be at full strength. They'll kind of field a very young side. Ed Jenkins is out as well, the captain from the Olympic team. He's no longer the captain, but he's out too. So I don't hold too much hope for the Australian men's team. But the women's team,
bummer.
My goodness, they're the real deal. So if you want to go cheer on the green and gold, go cheer on the Pearls.
Yeah, awesome. Now, this tournament over the weekend, it's part of the Sevens World Series. How does that work? How does the World Series work?
Well, they have a series of legs.
Okay.
So they've had two so far. They've had Wellington, which all the news was about how there were less people at Wellington Sevens than there were at Trump's inauguration. So it was fairly sparsely populated there. I think they've had Cape Town. So basically you build up a set of points.
Yep.
Over across all the legs, as you do in most kind of round robin formats, and there's a series of finals within every event.
They
play for the cup, the plate, the bowl. The wooden goblet. I'm not sure what else they play for, but they play for a number of
chalice.
That's right. They play for all the various crockery items. And then at the end of the year, of course, you have the final winner is on with the most points. It's all very simple, Adrian.
That's incredible. And we've got teams from all around the world playing,
all around the world. So there's one in Las Vegas, there's one in Hong Kong, there's one in Canada, they're everywhere. There's one in Dubai, they play them everywhere, and you've got teams like Kenya playing, you've got teams like Canada playing. Canada are very good this year, incidentally. USA, Scotland, they come from everywhere, and it's good. It's a real celebration of internationality.
All right. Now, we've heard all these teams that are playing. Who are your tips for both the men's and women's champions this weekend?
Women's can't go past Aussies.
Okay, excellent.
Go them Aussies.
Good to hear.
They're all over it. I reckon they're going to make it. They'll make it the Sydney Sevens their own, and I think a big home crowd's going to cheer them on to win the final. If you could flip two coins and somehow determine one winner out of the South Africans, the English, the New Zealanders, and the Fijians, I'm going to go Fijians just because they're the gold medalists, and I think they're probably the best team. They certainly put the most stake on Sevens, I suppose. They've got a real rich history in the game, in this format of the game, because unlike, you know, T20 cricket and some of the others, Sevens actually has quite a rich history. It's been played for a very, very long time. And some of Fiji's best ever athletes you would consider would be sevens players. So I'm going to go with Fiji just because I think they're best equipped to win, but New Zealand are an ever-looming threat.
There you go. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily.
No worries, Adrian.